Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry kicked off a European farewell tour Monday, 6 weeks before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, whose shock victory has deeply unsettled the continent. The top American diplomat is visiting Germany and Brussels, which is the seat of the EU and NATO. He's there to stress the importance of transatlantic ties before he and the rest of President Barack Obama's administration hand over to the Trump team on January 20th. Austrians' desire to stay anchored in the European Union outweighed concerns over immigration and security and helped former Greens leader Alexander Van der Bellen defeat his far-right rival Norbert Hofer in Sunday's presidential election. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
Centrists and leftists across the European Union are expressing relief after anti-immigrant Eurosceptic Norbert Hofer lost by a clear margin to Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party in a race seen as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Defeated and disappointed, Hofer tells VOA his anti-establishment movement is not done yet.
What message went out to the establishment here with this election?
Look at me, I will fight for the next elections.
Had he won, Hofer would have been Austria's first far-right leader since World War II, and the first one ever in the EU. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Vienna.
Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on the constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday. Mr. Renzi said in his comments, "I didn't succeed. It's up to me to leave my seat of power. I lost, and I say this out loud, even though I have a lump in my throat." This is VOA News.